Hello, thanks for attending our call today. It's Charles over at Local Splash, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, Charles, this is Richard Bybee, one of the owners of Chimney Tech. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for asking yourself.
I'm good. I was actually calling back. We got a missed telephone call. Just wanted to make sure that we were getting back with you.
I appreciate that. So, so over at Local Splash, the reason that we reached out is simply because we're a data service provider to both Google and Bing. And basically, we just wanted to speak with you about listing the company on the first page of Google for your services there, using those keywords in the area. So
I think we've already set something up with you guys.
Oh, really? It's through specifically the company Local Splash?
Let me bring up the email and verify exactly. Inbox.
Shit. Small world, to say the least. You're with us.
Yeah.
All the companies.
No, Local Splash. Basically, there's subscription terms. So this was 3 days ago.
That's awesome. So it is us. Okay, great. So it's probably a little bit early in the game to actually know results-wise how we're doing, but I'm sure that you'd be more than happy with
that. How did you get this telephone number?
So that's a good question. In short, we'll have agents calling through different various areas to fill a position. Did you get called by us today?
You guys just called at like, let's see here.
Interesting. Sorry about that.
No, you guys just called at like 5:34. I missed the telephone call at 5:34.
So let's do this to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Well, see what's happening. So like there's, I created a business with my business partner, James. He has a cell phone number 423-486-0444. Right?
Yeah.
Right now he is forwarding those telephone calls to our Google Voice number, which means it rings my cell phone and the Google Voice stuff. So that way we don't miss any potential clients.
Right. Makes sense.
So I don't know if something's following up because a couple days ago, we tried to set up some Google, setting up the Google stuff.
Right. Like the SEO services and stuff like that, search engine.
Exactly. And I have not seen anything on Google yet. Or anything in our email for it.
Okay.
Other than great news, initial steps completed.
Okay.
Which is, let's see, the initial steps to increase online visibility. So completion of content and publication of profile pages, proofing and review by quality control department of all information to ensure it is search engine compliant, creation of search engine placements and activation of listings for your business.
Right. So what I'm going to do, and I'm grateful that you brought this to my attention. So, I'll just be fully transparent. So 99% of the time I'll see the in front of me when a call comes through or we'll reach out to a company, I'll see the business associated with the number. I'm assuming, is there an alternate number that you normally use? That way I could pull up the proper account and just see what you're talking about, because I'm on the same page with everything you said.
Yeah, so that one, it was set up with mobile phone number 423-486-0444.
Okay, perfect. So 423, you said 086?
No, 486.
I'm sorry, 486, and you said 4224?
No, 0444. So 423-486-0444.
Okay, perfect. So definitely gonna escalate this to the proper department. So you've reached, so again, my name's Charles, this is the sales department. So what I'm going to do is the short answer based off what you said so far is I know it's a process in terms of like actually, you know, like updating the website and constructing it, getting everything, you know, enhancing things and getting things underway. As far as the exact timeline, I know that in contrast to our competitors, we'll operate usually 3 times faster in getting everything up and running so that, you know, traffic can be sent over to you, like calls and so on and so forth. But as far as your inquiries, what I'll do is I'll just document that, and I know who to send that to, and they'll be reaching out with you within the next, like, 24 hours just to give you, like, a status of where everything is at.
Looking at an email, so on November 24th, it's a great news initial step completed. And then right after, there's a reminder, electronic signature needed. Right. Now, I don't know if James went in and actually signed it or not, okay. But that was the last email that was received from it.
Okay.
That I can see here.
No, that's all helpful. So as you're saying this, I'm just making a note so that I could just, you know, direct this to the proper, department. And then they'll be reaching out. So like the customer service line, the person who handles all this, they'll be able to give you like an in-depth status of, you know, this is where this is at and this is what's going on with that. And just a little bit more details on the process, you know?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else? Because I'm just documenting all this. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or that you wanted to mention at the time?
No, not right now.
All right. Well, I definitely do appreciate you reaching out again. So you'll have somebody reach out to you within the next 24 hours or so with an answer, and we'll be in touch. Sorry for the confusion. I'll make sure that you don't keep getting like sales calls directed at you. I don't know why that happens, but
yeah, I don't know. I appreciate right. it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for your time.
Thanks. You too. Bye.